Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What? What? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What? 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 The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said the Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, what is going on? It is time for another edition of the Video Game Review coming to you on a holiday weekend. Hope you had a good one. I am Rick Tittle, and for the next hour, we'll talk video games. And we're doing this on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. We're doing it on SB Nation Radio. We're doing it on the Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius XM. Normally sports talk, except this 1 hour all week. So I don't know about you. I'm a gamer. I don't make them. I don't program them. I don't market them. And I'm in nobody's back pocket. I'll tell you what I think is good and bad and ugly and everything in between. But I want to hear from you. My unpaid correspondents. What's going on in your video game world? This is why we're all here, to have this discussion. And the way you do it is you call up the toll-free line at 800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 800-878-PLAY. P-L-A-Y 7529. P-L-A-Y, you ain't got no alibi. You ugly. Also around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, on The Voice. Very excited to bring programming to the troops because they love their video games as well. Let's just face it. Where would we be without them? We couldn't do this, frivolity and mirth. You're brave, so we don't have to be. We appreciate it. Stay safe. Other ways of listening to this program, we stream through the websites, sportsbyline.com. Any emails, and that's the cheat code request at the end. That's how you'll win the brand new game I'll give away at 40 after, about a half hour. You send those answers to Rick, and the questions to Rick at sportsbyline.com. Once again, Rick at sportsbyline.com, but we're also on SB Nation Live as we stream through there. And some apropos applications, TuneIn Radio app, iHeart Radio app, Stitcher app, and then Twitch app, twitch.tv, search for Sports Byline USA, and there I am in our downtown San Francisco studios. How's it going, eh? Happy about that for sure in Canada, eh? That type of stuff. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2 on your cable provider. We're there 24/7 as well. So I have no guest book this week. Guest book this week. It's all about you and y'alls and your calls. Get in the queue. We'll talk to you. 800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. It's the Video Game Review. Come on back. We'll talk video games.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
You know, we all have those home projects we'd like to get to now that summer is here, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can go in and read customer reviews, see how everybody did, request quotes, how much is it, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, downtown San Francisco, Sports Byline USA. We'll give away a brand new game at 40 after. Also, I'll tell you what's new this week, release dates and the new titles. At the end of the show, I'll give out a cheat code that's been requested. Send your request to rick at sportsbyline.com. It's S-P-O-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E. And I always start the show by asking you, what have you been playing this weekend? I mean, what have you've been playing this weekend? Let's just start off with this and talk about the Steam Summer Sale. For those of you who don't know it, it's finally live. It's full of huge, huge discounts. And remember, coming up next weekend, we're going to be going into Amazon. Well, I guess it would be next Monday, so a week and a day, whatever. But we're going to have Amazon Prime Deal Days, or Amazon Prime Day. Amazon Prime Day, I think that's what it's called, but it's 2 days. And it's funny because people are already calling it Black Friday in July. I know we have Christmas in April, Black Friday in July. But there are some things to know. And some of the featured lineup for the Steam Summer Sale, we're talking about PC DLC. Let me tell you a couple. Or more. Devil May Cry 5 was $59.99, now $39. Astroneer was $29, now $22. Does that $7 make a difference? You bet your butt it does, son. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, $59 down to $29. That's not bad. That's a 50% reduction. And some recent titles, too. Resident Evil 2 Remake was $59, now $39. Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. That was a huge release. And that has a 20% mark off. It was $59, now $47. Rage 2 was $59. Now it's $40.19 because they wanted an exact 33% reduction. Now, those of you who are rich, this doesn't mean anything to you. But for the rest of us, that might be the make or break thing. You know, I know a guy who only buys games used. He just refuses to pay full price, which means he has to wait a year sometimes. I always think that if a game is brand new at $60 and then it's used for $50, I'll just pay the $10 to make sure it's not fingerprint covered, scratched up. But if a game's $60 and now it's $30, that definitely is make or break for me on some games. Because in the grand scheme of things, don't you want what you want? Well, if I really want a game, of course I'm going to fork out. If it's a Battlefield game, if it's a, you know, a Fallout game, a Skyrim game, I'm forking out. But there are some other franchise sales as well. Monster Hunter World was $60, now it's $30. Doom 2016 was $20, now it's $15. You say big whoop. Well, it's 25% off. Borderlands 2 Game of the Year Edition was $39.99. That's now $8.78, which is a 78% reduction. Borderlands 2 Game of the Year. What is Game of the Year Edition? That's all the DLC. So you're getting a lot of content there for less than $9. And here's another one. Wolfenstein 2 The New Colossus was $60. Now it's $19.79. Check down $19.79. So it's not accidental that some things seem a little bit more cheap than others. And just remember, there are some. This is also the kind of thing where I know some people are like, I already have that game on this system. Well, yeah, but maybe you can get it on another system, so you can do that. You can do that as well. So anyway, two more days on the Steam sale. That's it. Two more, and then we're out. And you might say, "Oh, they have sales all the time." You know what they have? They have five sales a year. They have a spring sale. They have the summer sale, like we have right now, for two more days. They have a one-day Halloween sale, and it's never on Halloween. It's usually like a week before to get you up to speed with these games. They do a Black Friday one, no doubt, and then they do a one-day Christmas sale, which is usually a week before Christmas. That's it. So we'll see. And a lot of people who are PC aficionados will always tell you that the best sales are the summer sales. And the reason being, I think, and this is why you don't get a lot of AAA titles releasing in the summer, is because people are on vacation. Not just people who buy, but people who make them. You know, we're going to go bicycling through Tuscany. When? July. Okay. So who's going to release these games? What games? So it's a good way, you know, and especially if a game is stagnant, you know, no one's buying this game anymore. Hell, kick some dust off it, drop the price, and see those things start moving off the shelves. And, I mean, I think maybe to me the most remarkable thing I ever saw when it came to a summer sale on Steam is when Portal 2 came out from Valve. Now, this was the next year, but the very next summer, it went from $50 to $5. That would be probably the big one for me. It's like, oh my gosh, $50 to $5? That's not bad. And it's funny, too, because I was looking at people who are, you know, they're looking at trying to get a deal on a new gaming mouse. And I'll get into that on the other side, because I'm going to throw in my two cents on the gaming mice that are out there right now. But a lot of those are on sale as well. So, you know, we wait for Black Friday so many times, and you just want to go ahead and say, I'll get it to you then. I mean, then again, I also remember trying to get a Nintendo Wii when they first came out, and you just couldn't get one. And just, I was literally driving by the freeway. There was an old Game Crazy. Remember those? I think those are long gone. But there was a Game Crazy, and I went in. You got any Wiis? He goes, I got one. No one came to pick it up today. It's old American. And I just jumped on it. These are sales that we know about. Now, I know it's funny because about 5 years ago at the Game Developers Conference, I saw this talk about the death of the shiny disc, yay or nay, that everything's going to be digital from now on. And now with 5K, you can download a movie in 3 seconds. This is what they're promising. You know, why would you have a shiny disc? And I remember 5 years ago, the guy says the shiny disc isn't going anywhere yet. And it still isn't. You still have, you know, it's funny, the other day I had a comedian in here and we had these CDs and he's like, I don't even know if I have a CD player anymore. I go, your car has a CD player, trust me. I don't know if you have Tesla, but and I kind of think they do too, but you have it. So the Steam summer sale, I didn't talk about it last week. I'm bringing it up now because there's some good deals there. And once again, you have two days left to get in. The number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back on the Video Game Review.
The blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game. I'll ask you a simple question, and then you email the answer, and then it's yours. Well, if you're the second correct answer. I always do the second, because if I say the 19th, people are like, that'll never happen. I won't be the 19th. Or if I say the first, someone's like, somebody already beat me to it. Believe me, I've been doing this a long time. If I say the second, people will actually try to win it. Lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY-7829. The best gaming mouse. I got an email from Jeremy in Henderson, Nevada, listening on the great KSHP radio. Said, Rick, what is the best gaming mouse for the PC? Well, it seems... And, of course, it coincides with what you do with your keyboard as well. And there are a lot of great gaming mice out there. But let me just give you, like, if you want to go, I'll go on the low end on up. There's a game called the Rockhat. It's made by Kova. It's and it also works well for left-handed gamers as well. It's got this thing called the SmartCast button that each flank's primary button for easy access can be shifted. The main issue with the Kova has nothing to do with the actual mouse, but actually the software that it uses, which is called Swarm. And... Now, as with Synapse and as with Logitech, Swarm allows the user to, you can customize the LED colors, the button layout, the sensor resolution, all of that. But the UI, the user interface, is less than intuitive than some of the competitions, and it's a little annoying. Like, there's no visual indicator on the Kova for which of your presets is active. And since the CPI toggle cycles through the presets instead of allowing you to increase or decrease at will, it can be inconvenient to find exactly what you're looking for. Now, that's being nitpicky. For performance, for Ambidex, it's not bad. And at Amazon, about $36. Then we go about $42. Let's go to Logitech. And we're talking about the MX518. This is really a revival of a classic, and it is an awesome mouse. Because the MX518 was one of the best-regarded gaming mice the company has ever produced. It launched 15 years ago. But here's the thing. Mouse technology has come a long way since then. So they have Logitech has brought it back. The legendary design, but just a whole bunch of new software. They pack it into the same beautiful chassis that has served them well these last 15 years. And the result is a fantastic mouse. And it replaces the aging 1800 CPI sensor for a 16,000 CPI sensor. That's called the Hero unit, by the way, their software. Incredible precision. And so it's an incredibly comfortable mouse. It's high performance, and it's also just a great comfortable mouse for your office, for if you want to do just word processing. Now, I'll tell you the one I use. I use the Razer Death Adder Elite. And some people say it's the best for shooters. It is a right-handed mouse. And it's, I think, some people would say it's non-ergonomic, but it's still comfortable. Well, some of those ergonomic mice and those ball rollers, they look absolutely ridiculous. It's fine. It also has a 1600, or I should say 16,000 CPI. I've never experienced any kind of tracking issues with it. It has a software from PixArt. It's called the PMW3389. It's got an extremely high IPS rating at 450. So you can just fling it around whatever mousing surface or pad that you have. The only thing is, it's just not bristling with additional buttons. But you do have two pretty big thumb buttons on the left side. They're pretty distinct, so you won't have to worry about accidentally hitting the wrong one if you're in the middle of a heated firefight or something. It's just very, very simple without the overblown stuff. Now, if you would like another mouse that has, and you have big giant hands, they have made something called the Iron Claw, and this is made by Corsair. It's the RGB. And the Iron Claw was announced at CES, and it's a very nice mouse. It is tall and it is wide, but if you have a petite hand, Trump, it won't be, from what I hear, it won't be too big for you. It's got a lot of different materials to it. It's got a grippy diamond rubber pattern, and it's got a smooth matte plastic on the other side. 18,000 CPI, and the tolerance is a 400 IPS, so you can throw it around at high speeds, won't lose its tracking. A lot of thoughtful features. It's got the RGB lighting right behind the logo, a CPI indicator, which is nice, a scroll wheel on the surface, as you might expect, calibration tool. The software is the IQ. It's also got a, we don't really talk about it because I haven't gone wireless yet, but it's got a nice braided USB cable. And very slick plastic feet for durability as well. So if you want the large mouse, the Corsair Iron Claw is your choice. That's about $45 right now at Newegg. As I said, this is more, you know, we're getting into the more nuanced style. For me, it's too big. I mean, I got big hands. It's still too big. Now, if you want to go Alienware, now you're going to pay $75 for your mouse. The CPI is 12,000. Supports Windows 7 Plus. And here's the thing. Alienware hasn't made mice in a long time, but they've stepped back into the realm now of peripherals. They've done it with the wireless headset, the keyboard, and now the high-quality gaming mouse. It's supposed to appeal to a broad audience, very slim, two buttons on the side, interchangeable side panels. The buttons are configured are nicely tactile. You know where you are, four-button configuration. Has some nice lighting features if you want that, and that's via the software, which, of course, is Alien Effects. And if you want to adjust the weight, I think this is really cool. It comes with an additional 5-gram add-on that you just slot in to make it heavier. That's kind of cool. And it is kind of for larger hands as well. Now, if you want to lay out about $85, you can get a Logitech G900 Chaos Spectrum. And this, for me, just has too many buttons. There are 11. I don't know what I would do with 11 buttons. You got the Logitech Vertical, which I don't even like to look at. It looks like the dorsal fin of the shark. That has only 4 buttons. That's 77. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. If I'm going to go for a mouse that has a lot of buttons, I'll either go Razer on the Naga Chroma, which is that's probably the one I would go for. And people say that's the best mouse for MMOs and strategy games. And I mean, 19 buttons. You have 12 buttons on the left side. 12. So if you want to get into a Melee Classic and you know where the buttons are, that's great. When it comes to wireless, though, I also go Razer and I go Mamba Wireless. And this has a 1,000 hertz report rate. So there's virtually no lag or latency as well. It's extremely lightweight for a wireless mouse. Some people said they don't like the side panel. I'm fine with it. The buttons aren't as big as the other one, but I know they say it's that people use it playing Fortnite. People use every mouse playing Fortnite, but it's got a 16,000 CPI, a 450 IPS, so it will keep up with any kind of demanding task that you want. And then finally, I threw this in just because, just a shout out to Rock Hat Gamers as well, because they call, I have another one called the Kony IMO. It's $75 and it's only 3 buttons. It's got really good software. It's very comfortable for long periods of time. Right-handed only. But as I said, if you don't want buttons, you just want the 3, then this would be the one for you. It's got a very good sensor, adjustable lift-off distance as well, if you are one of those gamers that finds it easier to pick up your mouse for speed, that type of thing. And then, of course, for aesthetics, it's got the color customization as well. So if you want a recommendation, and by the way, did a little research. To me, for the money, Walmart, believe it or not, sells the Razer Death Adder Elite wired for $39.90. That is an amazing deal right there. That's what I would recommend. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. We'll give a game away on the Video Game Review.
Hair sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these 3 key words: buy, sell, hold. Those 3 magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review.
The Video Game Review.
Rick Tittle with you, downtown San Francisco, Sports Byline USA, also on SB Nation, Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. And most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, maybe even AWACS overhead, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Delta Force, Space Force, everybody's here. Everybody's involved. It's 40 after. It's time that we talk about the brand new game I'm going to give away. And remember also, and you can see me on twitch.tv, also I'll let you know the new releases as well. Aren't I nice? No, remember it's usually Tuesdays. But every week we get new games, and it's good to know what those games are, I would believe. That's what I think. So, we'll do that in this segment as well. We will get to those pronto, sharpish, as they say. But let's give away a brand new game. The game is called Earth Defense Force Iron Rain. And this game is a PS4 exclusive. And it is developed by Yuki's. And it's published by D3. Now, if you know the franchise Earth Defense Force, you know you will see huge, giant ants climbing up the sides of buildings and spitting green goo on everybody. You'll see UFOs all over the skies with armies of robots and sick, gross beetles and giant Godzillas and... D3 has treated this, I think, kind of like a, they love being over the top. They really do. And as the years have gone by, it's just gone from really kind of a Galaga type of just shoot at the sky to really run and shoot gameplay now. And to the point where it kind of feels like the game is going back to a nod to something else. So Earth Defense Force Iron Rain. By the way, let me tell you how you win it. That'd be important. Just let me know if this is part of a franchise. Didn't you just say it was, Rick? I did. Let me know. Second correct answer gets the game. Is Earth Defense Force Iron Rain part of a franchise, or it is a standalone game? Rick at sportsbyline.com is the answer, or the email. But Iron Rain apparently was... You know, because you had D3 and then Sandlot, who created it. So now they've passed it over to Yuki's. You might say, what is he saying? The developer is Yuki's, Y-U-K-E apostrophe S. That's the name of the developer, like Rick's, Bob's, Yuki's. And so Iron Rain was supposed to be the entry that took this game in a new direction. They were, you know, trying to... tell a story about perspective, giving you a look at the beginning of the war against all the aggressors, as they call them, and they humanize the whole narration with the voices and characters that come out, and you look at the world's view of the invasion of these horrifying creatures and bugs and sick things. So we get more story. I don't need story to tell you the truth. In fact, I don't ever need a story. I don't ever need a cutscene. I never need a cinematic. But some people are like, why am I blowing this up? Well, because it's a giant ant. That's why you're blowing it up. But there's still some fun, like cheesy characters. And I don't know, we've been going on now decades of battling these enemies and you know, they say, well, why are the humans still shocked when they see him? Because it will. And so there's a lot of banter that I think they want you to laugh at. So blowing away the ants and the scorpions or anything else out there, the thing is they don't drop loot anymore. Instead, they leave behind these little diamonds, four different colors. You get green for health, gold, blue, and red for different types of crafting. So when you finish a mission, you automatically unlock these blueprints for different weapons and vehicles and other such things, cosmetic items and stuff like that. There's a new character class called the Prowl Rider, which wasn't as cool as I thought. You're able to shoot a grappling hook and you zip up to the tops of buildings, and that's great when it works. It just doesn't always work. And that's the thing. And it goes maybe not where you're exactly where you were naming it. I think the concept and the name is cool, the Prowl Rider. And you can sometimes, if you can get the spell, you can summon a spider, an ant, or a scorpion, and you can ride on it, and you can stomp on things. But it's almost impossible to control them, which really is more, dare I say, realistic in that type of situation. So it's more of the same if you like this type of game. It is fun. It's nothing groundbreaking. It's not going to win any awards, obviously. But it's a little mindless fun, and this is what we want. We want entertainment. We want fun. So Earth Defense Force, Iron Rain, just let me know, is it part of a franchise or not? We'll get to the new releases in a minute. You know, it's interesting. I was reading this article on The Verge about the Nintendo Switch, and it can already provide one of the biggest benefits of cloud gaming, and that is to sling a game from a big TV to a portable device and then carry it anywhere you go. But Nintendo isn't pretending that capability is enough to weather what could be a sea of change now in how games get developed, played, and sold, because the Nintendo executives were asked at this year's annual meeting of shareholders recently what they thought of cloud gaming. What is cloud gaming? That's when you have video games that are streamed from a remote internet server, and then they run right to your TV. You don't need a console. But the Nintendo executives admitted that they not only believe the technology will be part of the future, but that Nintendo must keep up. So here's the quote from the Nintendo president, Shuntaro Furukawa. While we don't expect all games to become cloud games anytime soon, the technologies are definitely advancing. We see a future where cloud and streaming technologies will develop more and more as a means of delivering games to consumers. We must keep up with such changes in the environment. That being said, if these changes increase the worldwide gaming population, that will just give us more opportunities with our integrated software and hardware development to approach and reach people worldwide with unique entertainment opportunities that Nintendo can provide, end quote. Now, the Nintendo director, the immortal, not literally, but kind of, Shigeru Miyamoto, what did he create? Mario, Zelda, Donkey Kong. He said, quote, cloud gaming will become more widespread in the future, but it will not replace consoles. He said, I have no doubt there will continue to be games that are fun just because they are running locally and not on the cloud. We believe it is important to continue to use these diverse technical environments to make unique entertainment that could only have been made by Nintendo, end quote. If I live to 100, I still want local gaming. I hate being reliant on the internet or the crowd because it's completely unreliable. I can't tell you how many times that thing kicks off or something goes wrong. So cloud gaming services, Google has one, Sony has one, Microsoft has one. Nintendo doesn't have one. So I know the Nintendo president took a lot of questions about subscription services, which, you know, was another huge topic. And he wound up suggesting we may see more of them in the years to come. And he said that they'll consider whether each product we offer is even suited to a subscription model. So there's news on the Nintendo front. Let's take a look at the new releases this week. We have on the Switch Umihara Kawase Fresh, a new chapter in the story series. Umihara Kawase Fresh opens a new world of open play gameplay. Dr. Mario World. This is iPhone and Android. Remember this? A colorful cast of viruses has Dr. Mario's world in a panic. This is next one. The Xbox One, the PlayStation 4, PC, and Switch. Everybody's getting this. Soul Seraph. Combining action and strategy gameplay, Soul Seraph puts you in the wingtip shoes of an almighty divinity. Professor Lupo and his horrible pets, PC and the Switch. In the fast-paced puzzle adventure game, Professor Lupo and his horrible pets become the most epic intern of all times. Dr. Intern. Dragon Quest Builders 2, PS4 and Switch. Dragon Quest Builders 2 is a sequel to the RPG and building simulator, Dragon Quest Builders. Well, that's nice. God Eater 3. In the monster slaying action RPG, God Eater 3 team up with other God Eaters equipped with the latest God Arc. On the Switch, the 4 and the 1, Bear With Me. In the noir adventure game, Bear With Me, Amber is trying to find her missing brother while being aided by her trusty bear. And finally, Space Dance. Space Dance is an old-school twin-stick arcade shooter where enemies spawn to the beat of the music, which is kind of interesting. So, by the way, just a little bit more about Soul Seraph, because this is the biggest release of the week. As I said, the summers get pretty slow. It is rated E for everyone, though. Remember I said PC, Switch, PS4, Xbox One. And the almighty divinity, I told you, he's tasked with rebuilding civilization, they say, while protecting the populace from the constant threat of mythical demons and monsters. Build your cities and set up defense structures to protect them from the constant threat of monsters. Then descend into their lairs with sword and spells to eliminate them for good. Explore floating islands, ancient caverns, and lost city. The world is yours. That sounds exactly like ActRaiser, some of which the music I play on this show, in fact, coming up. ActRaiser, one of my favorite games on Super Nintendo. You are God in a cloud, and you're in this like these marble columns. You got to get some wobble columns. You would float around, build cities, and then you would go down, and now you are in a side scroller hack and slash. So, you know, Ted Price told me one time, the head of Insomniac Games, we always borrow a little bit. We're all fans of games. This, to me, sounds like an absolute direct ripoff. Or you could just say an homage. Just depends on how you look at it. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. Got the cheat code.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, and it's a video game review. About to send it back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports programming on your respected networks. AFN, Dan Patrick, Sports Byline USA, SB Nation. So it's time for the cheat code request. Send your request to Rick at sportsbyline.com. I have a request here from Kenny. Kenny says, Rick, go back to the PS2 and tell me some San Andreas cheats. Oh, that's all I did with these GTA games. So you ready? Let me just give you two. Infinite health and infinite ammo. Now, infinite health, you got to remember in GTA, you can still get killed by explosions, falling, drowning, and getting run over. You just bulletproof, melee attacks, punches, fireproof. But here it is. D, X, right, left, right, right, one, right, D, U, triangle. You ready? Do it again. D, X, right, left, right, right, one, right, D, U, triangle. Infinite ammo in GTA San Andreas. Left, one, right, one, square. Right, one, left. These are D-pads now when I say left. Right, two, right, one, left, square, D, L1, L1. Once again, for infinite ammo in GTA San Andreas on the PlayStation 2, just press on your gamepad in this order. Left one, right one, square. Right one, left. Right two, right one. Left, square, D, left one. Now, I know that's kind of hard to write down. So if you didn't get it, just email me again, Rick at Sports Byline. I'll get it too. I appreciate everyone who listens. I appreciate it. Congratulations to whoever won the game. And we'll do the cheat codes, and we'll do it again next week. Coming up next, we got some sports talk. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.